The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, this is John Pelkey, race host for Run Disney, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast. Good luck, everybody.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 290 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on today's show will be Michelle Scribner-McLean and Run Disney's official training consultant, Jeff Galloway. And on today's show, Michelle and I will be asking Jeff questions that you've sent in regarding training for your next Run Disney event. So sit back and listen for your question. So Jeff, before we get into the questions, are there any other projects that you have coming up between now and the end of the year besides your half marathon in December? Are there any other projects that you'd like to talk to us about?
Well, the Jeff Galloway 13.1, we already are designing the new medal. It's going to be at least as spectacular as the one last year. And we've got a number of fun things that we'll be releasing as we get closer. But you can still enter the virtual. You can and run another event, or you can enter our event and we can roll you over to the virtual if you aren't able to attend. So it's a no-lose situation. Other projects, I am very proud about the new book that my son Brennan and I put together, the Best Runs, America's Best Runs. And anyway, it's doing very well. I'm currently revising my mental training book with a lot of new material that deals with how you can further this conscious strategy to stay in control over your motivation every step of the way. And I get confirmation of that every single day, people reporting in using the methods in the book. Other projects, there isn't anything brand new about Disney this year. You know about the Paris for next year.
Mm-hmm. Oui, oui.
Yes, it's really going to be neat, and I'm looking forward to going over there. So mark it on the calendar in September. And then the other events are, as usual, they're, you know, what can I say? It's tough to have to go to these events.
I
Michelle
know, poor
Mike.
Jeff.
Somebody's got to do it.
Poor Jeff. you know, before we move on to something else, we really haven't talked about your new book with your son. So maybe you can give us just a little bit of an overview for people who are interested in that. I knew about it, but I don't know much about it.
Well, my older son, Brennan, actually lived and worked up in your general neck of the woods in Connecticut. He was the game day producer of the Connecticut Sun out of the Mohegan Sun Casino. And he reached a point in his creative life, he's a videographer and a producer of documentaries, that he would like to go and do some more. He's already produced two. So I offered him a deal that he couldn't refuse to join our company, and over the last 12 months, he has really invigorated our website, our social media, and a whole lot of other things with his video. And I'm now doing two pep talks or tip talks a week with him that you can get on YouTube. So we've got a bunch of new material up there that people like about, you know, getting that pep talk when they need it.
So there's Jeff Galloway channel on YouTube?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Great. Well,
yes.
That's good. You can subscribe to
some
that.
Some of them are technique-oriented, and other ones are the pep talk, you know. Hey, let's talk about this problem, how you get through it. So they're fun, and Brennan is very talented in that area. One other area he's talented in is in photography. And so last year, about a year ago, I was given the commission by my publisher to put out a book called America's Best Runs. And we went in search of 50 of some of the best runs. You know, you really can't say what the 50 best runs in the U.S. We didn't pretend to do that, but we found some very spectacular runs, including New England runs and runs that represent every part of our great country. So about this time last year, Brennan and his wife Jenny went in cars of various types and put more than 9,000 miles on these cars of various types. And they went to every one of the 50 trails, ran on them, took pictures of them, and then I did the write-up on them. And so we are very excited about this whole project, and it's selling very, very well. But it's sort of like a to-do list. You can flip to each one, see what it looks like, and then say, I want to do that.
Well, that's great.
But it's thanks to Brennan and Jenny getting out there, and also the great photography.
And it's available, I would guess, on Amazon, or is it available as an ebook as well?
I'm not sure if it's on ebook yet, but mm-hmm. you can also get it autographed by both of us at jeffgalloway.com.
Ah, nice. Great.
Yeah. Make it a collector item.
Add it to the collection.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I already have, I think, most of them.
All right, Jeff, are you ready?
I am ready, Mike.
Here we go. The first question comes from Ann Tomaszek. And Ann says, this may be a little too specific to my crazy situation. November and January are busy. I have Wine and Dine, a full marathon the next Saturday, then 2 weeks later, another half. Then January, I'm doing Dopey, followed by the Rebel Challenge. What length of long runs should I look for in December?
Her last name could be Galloway with that schedule.
I'm really curious. I already have an idea what Jeff would say. I'm curious, Jeff. What do you think her long run should be for in December?
Well, there are a lot of issues there, and I'm just going to do the cliff notes really quickly. But I recommend that Wine and Dine be ultra slow, and then the marathon, you certainly don't want to spend yourself too much because you have a lot of running ahead of you, so do that as a sightseeing tour. And I guess 2 weeks after the marathon, there's a half marathon. Well, the long run weekend for Dopey needs to be placed probably the next weekend. Does that make that 3 weeks before Dopey?
It's going to be close. I think it's either 3 or 2. I'm going to go with 3, Jeff. I think you're right.
If it's it is 2 weeks before, then either way, there needs to be a long weekend for Dopey, and there are two ways of doing it. You could either do the half marathon as a standalone, or you could use the half marathon as a preparation for Dopey, and then do the 26 or at least 23 miler the day after that. I do believe that the key to doing well in Dopey, feeling strong all the way through, is to do those 2 days in tandem where you're doing 13 miles, 12 to 13 miles on one day, and then do the 26, hopefully, the next day. Now, the other way to, and actually the best way in training and on Dopey or Goofy weekend, is to mostly walk the half, because that sets you up for, being able to do what you feel like doing during the marathon as the last event. The other 2 days, the equivalent of the 5K on a Thursday, well, most people walk more than 3 miles and do some running. On the Friday, the equivalent of the 10K could also be walking for about 5 miles. But on that very last weekend before the Dopey, I think it really is good to be on your feet for those 4 days in a row, walking for about 3 miles on, say, a Thursday, walking for about 5 miles on a Friday, mostly walking for 12 or 13 on a Saturday, and then on Sunday do the last long run, which would be hopefully 26 or close to it.
You know, Jeff, it looks like she does have about a month between her last half and dopey. So she's got a full 4 weeks between that
good.
Half
then,
and the dopey.
Then that makes it fall into place with doing the half marathon as a standalone and then do the dopey training the very next weekend.
Okay, so before we get to our next question, I want to tell you I've been working away on my iPad here, and your book with Brennan, America's Best Places to Run, is actually available on Kindle.
Aha.
There oh, great.
Go. Yeah. You can't get good. It autographed. That might be a little tricky. But,
I hadn't figured that one out yet, but we'll work on it.
Yeah. Okay, our next question is from our friend John Beale, and he wants to know, what is your favorite race weekend and why? I'm guessing he means Run Disney race weekend.
Well, you know, my standard reply is a truthful one, and that is, they're like children, they're different, because they are. And even the Disney races, you know, you go to two or three of them, and you know that there's a little bit different feeling, you know, at each one. And you know, you like that. You like to see variety. But I put them in categories, and for the hospitality, you just have to pick your Disney event because they take care of it so well and they entertain you so well. For the scenic beauty, you really have to look at several. Barbara and I just ran the Estes Park Marathon this past weekend, and what a spectacular area that is, and such a beautiful course. Also beautiful is the Ogden Marathon, and it really is a treat to run through Ogden Valley, snow-capped mountains. And another one that I have identified for years, the Big Sur. It's just amazing coastal beauty along the coast of California. But there's so many other wonderful weekends, and I just really can't get into all of them because we really don't have time. But it's just a treat to travel around and to meet all the runners who embrace our wonderful sport, seeing so many different areas. And I'll tell you clearly, the trend is to go to many events a year. And if you go slower and do run, walk, run, you can do that and you don't have to hurt. But if you really want to take a look at the ones that I am really enjoying most, just go to jeffgalloway.com and there's a Where's Jeff function there. And believe me, I don't go to bad events. I don't.
Do you sometimes have to visit Where's Jeff to figure out where you are?
You know, I there's some point every week before I've had my cup of coffee for that day that I do have to go there.
Okay, thank you.
Jeff, on this next question, I hope you have a writing instrument ready because you need to take notes, and I promise you I will read this very slowly.
Are you
ready? It comes from Sherry Gibbs Poyant, and Sherry has a question about intervals. She says, I will be using the Run Disney training plan for the full marathon in January, which will be her first. She says, I have run 6 half marathons in the last year and a half. I have been using the 1 minute run, 30 second walk intervals. Should I switch my intervals for the longer training runs for the marathon? I think on a previous podcast, Jeff had mentioned using longer walking intervals and shorter running intervals. I am wondering if I should do that for all the long runs or just after 13 miles, since I know I can do that. Also, do you use these same intervals for the race or change back to longer run intervals? I am so grateful for any advice you can give me. Thank you.
Okay, that is actually, there are a lot of elements to that, but it's a very common series of questions there. First of all, the announcement is that there will be some new suggested run, walk, run strategies that will be posted fairly soon on the Run Disney site. And the reason for that, that is that over the last 5 years, as I have tabulated thousands and thousands of results and times, I've found and also interviewed people about their various intervals. We found that the maximum amount of recovery from a walk break occurs within the first 30 seconds. And so we have reduced the walking intervals to no more than 30 seconds. So with that, we have also reduced the amount of running, and we found that people are running faster than they used to. Take someone who used to do 3 minutes running, 1 minute walking. They tend to run faster with a 90-second 30 or even a 60-second 20. And so anyway, those will be up there. But to answer the question, which was a very good question, you really should be running more conservatively on the long runs. And that means that if you have found legitimately that a 60-second run and a 30-second walk was working really well for you in races, that usually relates to an 11 or a 12-minute per mile pace. Training runs, you should really be running 12 to 13, actually should be running 13 to 14 minutes per mile. So the new ratio there, there are three choices that have been most popular: 30-30, 20-20, or 15-15. 15-15 is what Barbara and I use to run a marathon a month, and it has just worked like a charm. So you do need to slow down about 2 minutes per mile slower on long runs than you would be running on your race. And with that slowdown, you need to be doing some of your really more frequent walk breaks.
I think that's China calling.
Could be.
Okay.
Well, it may not have been China calling, but I think it's a good time right here to stop and wrap up this episode with Jeff Galloway answering your questions. Please join us next time as Michelle and I continue with your questions as we ask Jeff Galloway, Run Disney consultant, to help us run our next Run Disney event. So for Jeff Galloway, for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.